Moncrief on News Talk.
Don't mind your fancy machine. The next innovation in coffee comes in a tube. You can squeeze it into a cup and add water, or you can put it on toast. Philippe Grenacher is co-founder of No Normal Coffee. Philippe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Am I right in this? This started from yourself and your friend would climb mountains and bemoan the fact that you didn't have a decent cup of coffee.
You know, we Swiss, we are a lot like Irish people. We love to spend time outdoors and, you know, hike up hills and sleep outside if possible. And we just never had the opportunity to actually have good coffee outside unless it had to be prepared with all the gear that you bring along from your house. You know, okay. Otherwise it would be some instant coffee sticks and they just never deliver. So we came up with an idea.
Would you have brought equipment with you?
Yeah, we bring half the kitchen. I mean, my co-founder, he was the guy who would always bring, you know, the filters for the pour over, the grounds and the bags, and half his backpack would be full of coffee gear and I would bring the instant sticks. So neither one of us was happy with what the other was bringing. And so that got us thinking, you know, we're childhood friends and, you know, we used to fight when we were small and now we fight with ideas. And so this one really kind of stuck.
Yeah. And instant coffee really didn't do it for either of you. Did you try the various sorts? Because there are some sorts that claim to be as good as ground coffee.
Yeah, of course. Switzerland is the home of instant coffee. You know, Nescafe is one of our national staples and we grew up with it. It's just nowadays also we're getting a bit older. You know, I'm 38 now. I'm not 18 anymore. So I'm a bit more conscious about what I try to put in my system. And instant coffee just has this, or let's just say traditional instant coffee has a little bit this feeling of might not be the best thing for you. So that's why we were also keen to figure out solutions that would be better in quality, but also better in taste.
Okay. So when you were trying to figure out the solutions, how many variations of it did you go through?
Oh, It was a lot of coffee. We went through six to nine months of recipe testing with different ingredients, different kinds of grounds, different beans, different sweeteners, etc., until we got it right. But we have a very, very good coffee production partner that helps us in developing our product here in Switzerland.
Okay. And was your original concept always to come up with some sort of a paste?
Yes, I would say so. So in Switzerland, not everything, but you could host a pretty good dinner by serving foods that only come in tubes. And so for us, that notion of a paste is not as odd as it is for other people and from other countries. So once we figured out that it is a paste that we want to make, then the next step was, okay, we need to put it in a tube. And that's then what kind of kicked us all off.
Okay. So what is the process to turn coffee into a paste?
So we use liquid coffee extract, which is basically reduced coffee or ground and brewed coffee where you reduce the water. You get a kind of a thick liquid, which is called an extract. We mix that extract with finely ground coffee, which is called, it's like a micro grind. It's a roasted ground coffee to the level of flour. We mix that together with sugar and two natural emulsifiers. And this is what gives you your paste of No Normal.
And why sugar?
We love sugar. It's, you know, when you're outside on a mountain and you've slept in a tent and your feet are cold and probably your tent is wet, you're looking for some, let's just say, comforts. And sugar is not only a great stabilizer and preservative for a product, but it also gives you calories. And it just makes you a little bit happier on that cold, wet morning when you've slept in a tent. So okay. Sugar for us ticks all the boxes in being a good friend.
So it's sweet coffee or sweetish coffee?
It's not sweetish. It's just not as bitter as you would otherwise have a coffee. You know, I'm sure you've had instant coffee before without milk and sugar, and you can feel sort of like a bitterness. Mm. Now, we are not an instant coffee, but it is a coffee concentrate. And so because it is a concentrate, you will have those bitter roast profile flavors more prominently than you wouldn't if you had milk or sugar in it. So sugar helps us a lot in edging out all those kind of aggressive flavors in the product.
And so then to turn that back into a cup of coffee, how much do you need to squeeze out of the tube?
Just a spoonful. Just a spoonful is fine. Some people take two spoons, some people take one. I'm a big fan of using it on its own. So I would just put a little bit on my finger when I'm like climbing a wall or I'm on a bike ride and I don't really want to stop. I'll just put a little bit of paste on my finger, have a sip of water afterwards, and it's the fastest and cheapest espresso you've ever had in your life.
Okay, yeah. And so then, but if you're making a coffee, you squeeze in a spoonful, you put in boiling water and what, give it a stir and it turns coffee-ish.
That's it. You can use it hot water, cold water, or you use it directly in other foods or on a spread like with Nutella, with butter on a piece of toast. I mean, the sky is really the limit for this kind of coffee.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
When it's a cup, do you get crema on top of it or is that open for too much?
Crema is oxygen. So if you stir it really fast, then you can get a crema on top. Yes.
Okay.
But usually it's crema is something that you would get from a machine usually.
Yeah. Now, but if you spread all of that on a slice of toast, you wouldn't sleep for a week, I would have thought, with the amount of caffeine going into your system.
I mean, it depends. I mean, you don't have to put too much. I mean, one portion that we would advise people to use, like a teaspoon in their coffee, that's 5 grams of paste, but that is about 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is give or take one cup of espresso.
Okay.
So if you spread 5 grams on a piece of toast, you're basically eating one cup of espresso.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose you could have a cup of coffee with your slice of toast as well. So that would be like two cups of espresso. And are you deliberately aiming this at people who are outdoors, who are going camping and that kind of thing?
It makes the most sense, I think. We also came up with the idea in that environment and we tested it a lot or the most with people who spend a lot of time outdoors, be it for work or be it for leisure. And they all have the same problem. You know, when you're going on a camping trip and let's just say you're going to South America for 3 weeks, to Patagonia, what are you going to bring? And if you now have a coffee that you can bring along, that is perfect. Because before you couldn't, you had to bring a lot of different gear or you had to bring the coffee from the supermarket, which wasn't really great. So The camping, outdoor, hunting kind of adventure community, they've really taken to the product. And lucky for us, they're buying it. So that's good.
Yeah. Okay. But have you seen any indications that people are using it in their homes? That, you know, you can make coffee cake with it or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been invited to parties where we then have an espresso martini stand. So we make espresso martinis on the go. We've made, you know, brownies, we've made cookies, we've made cakes, we made, you know, all kinds of desserts. And we've even put some in chili con carne, for example. I think it's a great addition in there.
Oh.
But, you know, for us, yeah, imagine. But for us, somebody actually, I was in Dublin last June and I had a tube along and I was in a pub and I ordered a pint of Guinness and the guy came and said, I should put some coffee in the Guinness and see what it tastes like. And then we shared it and it was actually delicious. So I'm not saying, I'm not want to spoil your national treasure, but I'm just saying, you know, people have done some fun things with our product.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
I could see how that might work. Yeah, I could see how that might work. You can, just in case anyone's wondering, it can be bought in Ireland. It's certainly in one shop in Galway called Outback Jacks. It's J-A-C-K-S, not the other sort of Jacks. Will it be more widely available?
I hope so. So currently anyone from all over the world can order on our website. So that's nonormal.com. We actually, for this show specifically, made a discount code for your listeners. They can just enter the code SHAMROCK at checkout, and that will give them 15% discount off their orders on our website.
Okay.
So is just a little treat for the people of Ireland and your listeners, because we're very grateful to be speaking with you today. And then in the future, let's see how it goes. Let's see who wants to stock us, who wants to have No Normal in their shelves. But yeah, so far it's been growing nicely.
And how much is a tube of it?
So in Swiss francs, it's 14.90. Online, and if you order on from a European Union country, which Ireland is, I think it's 16.95 or 17.95, somewhere there.
Okay, all right. And how big is that? How many cups of coffee would you get out of that?
So one tube is 100 grams of paste, and that is 20 to 25 cups of coffee.
Okay. And could you, would you ever consider, because some people want to know, would you ever consider making a decaf versions of this, or to your point of view, is that defeating the point?
No, not at all. We have many ideas. We are a bootstrap company, so we have to be very efficient and sort of clear with the things we want to develop next, but we have been working on recipes primarily that have no sweetener or sugar, because that's a big ask from our community that they wanted to try. And then something that contains maybe milk or chocolate, vanilla flavor, cinnamon flavor. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. You can really do so much with this product.
And is this your job? Is this your job now? Are you full time making the coffee in a tube? And are there other foods you could put in tubes potentially?
I mean, as I said, in Switzerland we have milk, we have desserts, we have mustards, mayos, fish roe, meat pâtés. Everything comes in tubes in Switzerland. For us, I think coffee in a tube is really the thing that we want to promote, because it just makes sense on so many levels if you're really an outdoorsy person, be it for work or leisure.
Yeah.
And yes, my co-founder and I both, we're doing this full time. We're not living a lavish life, if that's what you're asking. it's pretty bare bones. Everything goes into the product, but luckily we have very smart wives who have good jobs, and that could also support us a little bit down the line. So,
okay, well, that's good to have that support. What kind of desserts can you get in a tube in Switzerland?
You know, chestnut paste. It's called, if you've ever been to Switzerland, for example, it's called vermicelle. The French make it too. It's like a chestnut paste sweetened also with sugar, and you can use it on a meringue or with cream. It's really delicious. Then we have mousse au chocolat. In tubes, which is also really good. We have all kinds of chocolate stuff as well. Yeah, we do a lot. It's something that came after during the Cold War, actually. You know, the Swiss, we have a defense strategy, which is just hide in the mountains if the world turns upside down. And if you have to hide in the mountains for a period of time, you want foods that can actually help you get through it. And foods in tubes and in cans, they have proven to be good good friends for those situations.
Well, the state of the world's in now. You never know. That's bound to make a comeback. Philippe, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and best of luck with that. That's Philippe Grenacher there, co-founder of No Normal Coffee, a new unique Bohemian coffee product. And naturally, it's only available in Galway, says the text. It won't be long until the Dublin wannabes copy us. Luckily, Galway people are sound and won't complain. So that's why he went to all the trouble of sending in that text then. I know a fellow who hates Guinness. He said it's like drinking cold coffee. So, yeah, you can see how you might think that. Carl says the words Marmite and Bovril spring to mind. Yeah, you would have that kind of reaction. Could you mix it with Nutella? Probably. How much does the thing cost? Is it cheaper than an espresso in Dublin city centre? Everything is cheaper than an espresso in Dublin city centre.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.